Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up to 9:15 here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Big night around the Beltway. We've got the Washington Capitals in action tonight in a must-win game. Probably, according to many outlets, MoneyPuck.com rather, the biggest game of the year tonight for the Washington Capitals. If they lose, the Washington Capitals pretty much going to continue to stay on the outside looking in when it comes to their playoff hopes in the Metropolitan Division and in that Eastern Conference. We'll get you a full-scale preview of Caps and Red Wings a little bit later on here in the program. We got the Nationals in action tonight as well. That's why we're abbreviated, taking you up to 9:15. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up with Nats on deck. But I want to start with last night's national championship game. We talked about it here on Overtime, how much I was looking forward to the matchup. And when I'm talking about the matchup, I really do mean the matchup. Zach Edey, back-to-back National Player of the Year for Purdue, going up against Donovan Clingan. A lot of people think that he is the best American player coming out in this year's class, the big man for UConn. And the matchup lived up to the hype 110%. I see Zach Edey caught a lot of flack from Draymond Green on the internet last night based off of his lack of effort, according to Draymond, during the stretch run of that basketball game after he turned the ball over a few times. Edey, once again, though, was absolutely dominant. 37 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks. Unfortunately, didn't get enough help from the rest of his teammates. I don't think I've ever watched a championship game in college basketball, men or women, where one guy dominated offensively for his team. Zach Edey was a one-man wrecking crew out there last night, and he almost did it by himself, man. It was super impressive to watch, and I feel like all the talk about him not being able to translate to the next level, last night you saw some of the deficiencies with the pick-and-roll defense, but outside of that, I mean, Zach Edey was a monster.
You seen Okafor and Odom, right? Like, those guys were dominant in their day, but
it didn't translate to the next level. With Zach Edey, I just don't know, man. The one thing that I hear everyone continuing to marvel at is how in good a basketball shape he is to be that size, and I don't really give him much credit for that because you're a professional. You're a college basketball player. I don't care how big you are. You got to be in shape. It's a part of the game. But for him, and last night in particular, in that first half, he did his damnedest to keep them in that basketball game. He was giving Clingan hell, and I give Clingan all the credit in the world, right? For continuing to keep his hands vertical and play him straight up, Edey was just shooting over. I mean, right over the turnover the right shoulder, turnover the left shoulder. It was super impressive to watch. He's that true throwback big. I do think there's a place in the NBA for him, as I've talked about before. I just think he's going to have to carve out a niche role in order to have success at the next level. I saw someone, I believe it was Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer, who covers the NBA for The Ringer, and he was talking about the possibility of playing him in Miami next to Bam Adebayo, who would run the point forward for them, and just letting Zach Edey do his thing on the block. Someone's going to get him. And I'd be damned if it was Miami, who always seems like they're the beneficiaries of guys sliding in the draft. Zach Edey, though, a hell of a career that he had to put a bow on last night. Super impressive to watch. UConn, though, coming away with their second straight national title, the first repeat on the men's side since 2007, when that Joakim Noah Florida Gators team went back-to-back. And Dan Hurley, if America was not already aware who Dan Hurley is and the uber competitor that he is. I mean, last night showed it to you. The post-game press conference, I thought he was, you know, pretty forthcoming about how he feels about UConn basketball. I believe the quote that he had, UConn basketball has been running college sports since for the last 20, 25 years. He's talking about on the men's side and on the women's side. So a shout out to Coach Hurley and company. The big news, though, out of college basketball, John Calipari out at the University of Kentucky after 15-plus years on the job is set to take the job at Arkansas. And I think that's probably the more weird thing about all of this is he's moving within the SEC.
Here's what's crazy, though. Wasn't he supposed to be getting, like, $35 million a year at Kentucky? And
well, that's if he was bought out. But he took another job somewhere else. So Kentucky,
are they paying him more, though?
No.
Like,
Kentucky is not – I don't believe Kentucky will be responsible and be on the hook.
Sure, but why would you go if they're going to pay you less at Arkansas? I don't know.
He's being run out of Kentucky, Chris. Are you not aware of what's happened?
This is the third school he's been run out of. I'm quite aware of Calipari.
Yeah, I think it's stupid, and I honestly think it's dumb. And Kentucky basketball, depending on the coach that they get in, will never reach the heights that they reached under John Calipari. They were known as a point guard factory under Coach Cal. The point guards that he put through the NBA, the track record speaks for itself. You were in and expected to have expectations every year if you're Kentucky because he's bringing in elite recruiting class after elite recruiting class after elite recruiting class. There's a skill in that, right? And I understand people are going to talk about the shortcomings in the tournament. That's all fine and dandy. He kept that program relevant. He brought that program back to relevancy. So anyone trying to poo-poo on Coach Cal and what he did with the Wildcats, man, I'm just not here for it. I guarantee you this. He'll have Arkansas big game dancing sooner rather than later. Guarantee you see them punching their ticket to the Final Four or Elite Eight here in the coming years. That's what he does. Everywhere he goes, he turns the program around and turns it into one of the blue bloods of college basketball. I think it will continue at Arkansas. I feel like Kentucky's loss is Arkansas's gain, man. One man's trash, another man's treasure. I mentioned abbreviated edition of Overtime tonight. We'll take you up to 9:15. Before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, they'll get you warmed up for game two of Nats and Giants. Nats started their 12-game road trip out west last night against the Giants. And boy, did they look good. Feels like the boys starting to get on a little bit of a heater here as of late. 8-1 victory last night. Second straight W for the Curly W's. And my guy, Trevor Williams, the unsung hero of the Nats rotation to this point in the season, proved his record to 2-0, pretty darn good once again last night. 5 innings, giving up just 1 run on 81 pitches. And 2 starts in, ERA at 2.61. And Trevor Williams, all of a sudden, is the best pitcher on the staff right now. That's just how bad the starting pitching has been for the Washington Nationals. Speaking of their starting pitching, Johan Adone going to get the start tonight as the team announced that Josiah Gray going to go on the 15-day IL with an elbow injury. So you hope that was the reason why Josiah got off to a slow start in his first couple of outings of the year. He'll miss his next 2 starts, and we'll get to see Josiah after he heals up a little bit. But I mentioned starting pitching has been an issue for this group. Bullpen, super solid last night. But to me, the story of the game last night, once again, the young pup, Trey Lipscomb, coming in last night. Lipscomb in a little bit of a mini slump, right, after setting the world on fire during opening weekend. Trey Lipscomb, 1 of 18 heading into last night. 1 for his last 18 at bat going into last night. I don't know if it was the West Coast vibes, feeling good being out on the West Coast, but he bounced back in a major, major way, going 3 of 5 from the plate, including an RBI single. He added three steals as well. And the one thing that I'm impressed with Lipscomb and why I'm super intrigued to follow his growth and development throughout this year, we knew what he could do on the defensive end, a Golden Glover out in AAA ball. But the way he's hitting it, I know he went through the slump that he bust out of last night, but if he can continue to give you that, plus what he's giving you on the defensive side, man, this is a cat that's going to be here for the long haul. I think, though, you never know how a guy is going to bounce back after you have one of those slumps at the plate like Lipscomb had, but for him to bounce back last night, I think it says a lot about, you know, his mental toughness, and, you know, he proved that he can be the type of player that adapts and grows, man. His mentality, I think, is the best thing that's going to help him maintain long-term success with the Washington Nationals. The fellas and their bats knocked around Blake Snell early. He lasted just three innings after giving up three runs. Snell's first start of the year for the Giants. And to do that versus the Cy Young winner, super impressive if you're the Washington Nationals. I know the season is off to a little bit of a slow start to this point, but yesterday, super, super impressive for the Curly W's. Lane Thomas, another guy who really has turned the corner here in the past few days. 3 days ago, Lane Thomas, 2-for-28 from the plate with 8 strikeouts on the season. Since then, 7-for-11, 2 walks, a homer. He's got 4 steals as well. It's just been super impressive for the Nats as they try to, you know, find some consistency here in the early portion of the season. They'll try to do it again tonight. As I mentioned, Johan Adon gets the start for Davey Martinez's squad. You can hear the action starting at 9:15 with Nats on Deck right here on The Fan. I mentioned super big night, super busy night around the Beltway. Caps with a massive, massive, massive game tonight against Detroit. And they're on a little bit of a slip right now. Caps have lost 6 in a row. And we talked about how big tonight's game is. This is via Money Puck. Our guy Grant Paulson tweeted this out earlier today. The Caps' playoff chances right now sit at 24.2%. Their playoff chances improve to 43% with a regulation win. Their playoff chances improve to 36% if they get an overtime win. If they lose in regulation, their playoff chances sit at 14.5%. If they lose in overtime, their playoff chances sit at just 18.9%. So I am extremely, extremely interested in what's going to go down tonight. Hopefully the fellas can pick up, you know, a much-needed victory and keep their playoff hopes very much alive. Via MoneyPuck.com, biggest game of the year so far tonight, 40 percentage point swing for the Red Wings if they win and a 33-point swing for the Washington Capitals. So massive, massive hockey set to be underway here tonight. So big night around the district. As we mentioned, the NFL draft, obviously the big topic of conversation here locally, just 16 days out from night one of that NFL draft, and the rumor mill continuing to flow. That's what I've been, you know, caught up in here the past couple of days. I said it last night here on Overtime. The past 24 to 48 hours, shocker, people, I'm starting to have a real different feel and vibe about what potentially could happen at the top of the draft with the Washington Commanders. The more and more rumors come out, the more and more that you hear about the draft prospects in this draft, I truly do believe it is a four-horse race for the Commanders at quarterback. They've got that number 2 pick, and I think it's no coincidence that each and every week now for the past month or so, you're hearing a different quarterback be linked to the Washington Commanders. That's not coincidence, people. For me, whether they stay at 2, whether they decide to move back and trade back up, either way, there are 4 quarterbacks that I feel like you could zero in on right now for the Washington Commanders, specifically with the number 2 overall pick. And some of the names may surprise you. I think Jaden Daniels, obviously the Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU, has been everyone's odds-on favorite for it. The second guy that's been linked to Washington the most, Drake May out of UNC. But I think as we get closer to the draft, you're going to realize it's more and more of a realistic shot that J.J. McCarthy from Michigan is in that conversation, as well as Michael Penix Jr. from the University of Washington. And I know that's the name that is going to get people all riled up and say, oh, you're tripping. What do you mean Michael Penix to the Commanders at number 2? Hear me out. At this point, we've heard every quarterback linked to Washington in some form or fashion. To this point, the only quarterback that Washington has had top 30 visits with is Michael Penix and Jaden Daniels. They met with Bo Nix at his pro day. Same with J.J. McCarthy. Now, I also say this. McCarthy, the only private workout at the quarterback position that's been reported for Washington. So that definitely perks my ears up. But it lends real credence to what I've said here in the past 24 hours. It is a four-quarterback race for the Washington Commanders when it comes to that number two overall pick. There's a bevy of different ways they could go. I think you can make the case for all four of those guys. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix. You can make the argument for all four of those guys to go too. And I know people are scared off by Michael Penix and the injury history and the age. I don't want to hear any of that. I read you some of the excerpts from Albert Breer's MMQB piece yesterday where he had an NFC scout say that he had Penix as his second quarterback on the board behind Caleb Williams. All of the advanced metrics, all of the analytics will tell you Michael Penix can throw the damn football. Michael Penix is extremely deserving of not only being a top 15 pick, but I think I give you my rankings all the time. He is my third best quarterback in this class. He just is. I would go Caleb Williams. I would go Jaden Daniels. I would go Michael Penix. And then I would flip back and forth between Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. Now, that being said, as I've said all offseason, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. You're tired of hearing it, I know. But we really are at the mercy of the evaluator. Whatever one of these quarterbacks they take, I'm going to be on board for it. I just think we got to stop pigeonholing ourselves into just Jaden Daniels versus Drake May. Because the one thing about this pre-draft process that I always say, there is going to be teams that talk, there are going to be agents that talk, but everybody's not talking. So as we get closer to draft day, you can more and more anticipate the splash move happening on night one of the draft where we see a guy taken higher than we would have thought, or we may see a guy slide depending on what these coaches and scouts and evaluators think. And at the end of the day, I love the media members. I love Daniel Jeremiah. I love the job that that Albert Breer does. I love what Adam Schefter does. I love what all of you Twitter gurus do. It's beautiful. But at the end of the day, the only evaluation that truly matters and the only evaluation that I give a damn about is the evaluation of the people in Washington's building. Point blank, period. And the evaluations of all the people in the scouting community in their building. That's what matters. Just because Michael Penix is not a darling in the media mock draft world does not mean that NFL evaluators are not geeking about his ability to take this group to the next level, to be a potentially franchise-altering quarterback. That is real. That is real. We read you the piece yesterday in Albert Breer's MMQB where he's got multiple scouts singing the praises of Michael Penix. He is someone that maybe is just starting to rise up the board in the media world, but I truly do believe that through the entirety of this process, the more and more you watch Michael Penix and his tape, the more you get to sit down and have one-on-one intimate conversations with a guy, the more and more I believe that this is a multi-quarterback race and that he also is very much in consideration for Washington with their first-round pick. That's just how I feel about it. And that's not a bad thing, right? That you could say what you want about what you think should happen. The one thing that I will continue to say, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. That is all that I care about. If it's Penix, I'll wear a Penix jersey. If it's McCarthy, I'll wear a McCarthy jersey. But at this point in time, based on all of the scuttlebutt, all of the rumors that you continue to hear, I genuinely do believe that the Washington Commanders are doing their due diligence on the top four quarterbacks in this draft, and all four of them should be in play with that number two overall pick. You can chime in all throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take our first time out of the night. If you're on the line, stay there. When we come back, two prominent longtime NFL insiders have both linked the same quarterback to Washington over the past few days. We'll let you hear from Adam Schefter and Albert Breer next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's a Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Here on 106.7 The Fan, we'll take you up to 9:15 before we dish our coverage over to Nationals baseball. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, get you warmed up for game two of Nats and Giants. Nats trying to make it three in a row. No Josiah Gray tonight, who was originally scheduled to start. It'll be Johan Adon for Davey Martinez's bunch, as Josiah Gray put on the 15-day IL with an elbow injury. So we will see what happens with Josiah Gray. I'm excited to see Johan Adon here tonight. As we've talked about it the past couple of months here on 106.7 The Fan, the decision that Washington is going to have to make surrounding the quarterback position at the top of the draft, that decision has the potential to shape the future of this franchise forever. And I really do mean that. You all know I go by the youngest in charge movement. I'm 26 years of age. The entirety of my life, we have been starved for a long-term answer at the quarterback position. So excuse me for being interested in each and every rumor and report that comes out about where and which way Washington is leaning with that franchise-altering decision. And here in the last month or so, it really feels like conversation is starting to pick up. I said it last night, said it at the top of the show tonight. Adam Peters and company strike me as a group that is going to leave no stone unturned when it comes to finding an answer at quarterback. There is not one guy that I feel like they are locked into right now. I firmly believe that. Not only do I think it's not just one guy, I think they may still be looking at four different guys. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix. I truly believe that. I truly do believe that. The one thing that's interested me, though, about this process here in the past 3-4 days, going all the way back to last Thursday, when Adam Schefter on his podcast originally came out and said, look, I am hearing that Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. Schefter said that last Thursday. He doubled down on it earlier today. Take a listen to Adam Schefter once again, for the second time in 4 days on his podcast, linking a certain quarterback to Washington.
On Monday, I was having a conversation with our friend Adam Levitin from Established the Run, who does a great job. And he brought up the fact that on this podcast last week, we created some waves by saying that the signs pointed to Jaden Daniels going to Washington at number two. And Daniel, we're 2 weeks away. I still will stand behind that. The signs continue to point to Jaden Daniels going number two to Washington. So if we created some waves last week, here's some more waves. We're standing behind it right now. We'll see if anything changes in these last 2 weeks. And that would mean Caleb Williams goes one, Jaden Daniels goes to.
It's Adam Schefter, once again, standing on 10 when it comes to Jaden Daniels coming here to Washington. Now, I'll be honest with you. You all know my number one dream scenario when it comes to this draft. It was to trade up and go get Caleb Williams. Let's just be honest, right? I'm going to stand on that for the entirety of the process. I have not wavered from that. The closer we get, though, the more and more it's starting to feel like that is not a realistic possibility. My second option that I'd be A-okay with and that I would desperately want is Jaden Daniels here in Washington. Jaden Daniels and what he did last year at LSU and the impact that he had on that program in just 2 years tells you everything you need to know about Jaden Daniels. And I know people are going to say the sleight of frame, not big enough, or RG3 flashbacks. I can care less about any of that. He is electric as a runner. And in today's day and age where the dual threat quarterback is so important, and when you have to be able to create plays off schedule, I put it to you like this. We rave about his ability to run and to use his legs to get out of trouble. From a processing standpoint, a mechanical standpoint, he is the most consistent guy in the class if you're going off of last year's tape. He was mechanical, surgical, and process-oriented last year at LSU. That is what his game was centered around. The beautiful part about him, though, is he does have the ability to take off and run. That is why I think out of all of the quarterbacks coming out, he is in the best position to hit the ground running. Now, when I say that, I still do not believe Washington has zeroed in on him yet to this point. That's just how I feel about it. I still think Drake May is in contention. I still think J.J. McCarthy is in contention. I still think Michael Penix is in contention. Now, when I say four quarterbacks are involved still, I believe, when Adam Schefter comes out and says it's Jaden Daniels, I believe it. It is Adam Schefter. He is the godfather of my generation, at least, of NFL insiders, of NFL reporting. And at this point in his career, Adam Schefter isn't having to sleep in his car or sleep outside of buildings to get information. He is being spoon-fed this stuff. So when Schefter continuously comes out and says it's Jaden Daniels, perks my ears up a little bit. What really set me off is what I heard Friday when longtime NFL insider Albert Breer did some radio in New England. And, of course, with the Patriots holding that number three pick, the conversation arose of what are the Patriots going to do? What's Washington going to do?
The Jaden Daniels to Washington drumbeat has sort of gotten louder and louder and louder over time. There's like different reasons why people think that beyond what you hear, right? Which is generally defensive head coaches want the guy who's really hard to combat, right? Like, in the more athletic quarterback is a nightmare for a defensive head coach. So Dan Quinn's there. You probably want the more athletic guy. The more athletic guy is Jaden Daniels. On top of that, you look at Cliff Kingsbury's history. He's the offensive coordinator there, and who he's had over the course of his career, whether it's Kyler Murray in Arizona or Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes and, like, all these guys, you know, the guys he had at Texas Tech, all these guys who have, like, creativity baked into their game. And Jaden Daniels is certainly that, you know. So I've gotten some hints and, like, just some breadcrumbs from the pro day circuit that people who've interacted with Washington, you know, over the course of the last 3-4 weeks on the road think that Washington's taking Jaden Daniels.
This is what's going around the water cooler right now. This is the tea. This is what everyone is saying within the scouting community right now. And two dudes whose batting average is high enough for me to consider their word gospel, none other than Adam Schefter, none other than Albert Breer. Two dudes that are normally right more times than not. And when you look at their track record this offseason when it comes to Washington, they've been all over it. Adam Schefter is the one that said, ho, ho, pump the brakes on Ben Johnson being the only option here in D.C. Albert Breer also seconded that and said, hey, look, Ben Johnson isn't the only option for the Washington Commanders. So with this new ownership group being as tight-lipped as they've been, when I hear two prominent, longtime national NFL reporters come out and say, hey, bro, we're hearing Jaden Daniels. You know what that makes me think? They may be leaning towards Jaden Daniels. But the one thing that I will say about this process is that it's just getting underway. I said it at the top of the show. To this point, with Washington, there are only two quarterbacks that they have had top 30 visits with to this point. That being Michael Penix and Jaden Daniels. Now, Michael Penix has not got as much run for being in consideration for that number 2 overall pick, but I'm here to tell you, I'm pretty damn confident they're thoroughly looking at the option of Michael Penix being the guy that they select. That's just what it is. They're going to do their due diligence on all of these guys. All of them. That is what this process is about. And the one thing that I would continue to say that maybe isn't thrown out there enough when it comes to Washington and what they could potentially do at the quarterback position. Deadlines spur action. Right? Everyone knows that. Deadlines spur action. One thing that has always been a possibility for me as well is Washington trading out of that number 2 slot. Now, when I say trading out of the number 2 slot, I don't mean going all the way down to 16 or to 13. And even if you do, Washington still has the assets to pony up and move back up if they choose to. That's just what it is. Nothing is set in stone at this point. This may be the portion in the process where I think you start to wrap up your evaluations. You're having these individual meetings. You're getting final workouts with these guys. The private workout part of this is huge. And I'm not just talking about because of the on-the-field stuff. When you have a private workout, some teams will make the quarterback prospect make the dinner reservations, provide the transportation, all of that, just to see how well they can handle being an adult, being the CEO of a company. But I think for Washington in particular, the meeting portion of the pre-draft process is so important because you're coming to the nation's capital. You're coming to the Washington Commanders, one of the most storied franchises in the history of professional sports. And you're coming to this team at a time where we have been starved for a long-term answer at the quarterback position. We were willing to latch on to Taylor freaking Heineke, for God's sake. So this pressure that comes with being the number 2 overall pick here in Washington, pressure that may not exist in Minnesota, pressure that may not exist in Las Vegas. The expectation here locally, and you can say whatever you want, if you disagree with me, you're probably lying. All of you out there expect this young quarterback to come in here next year and hit the ground running. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You all would be outside of Ashburn with pitchforks if it was announced that Marcus Mariota was going to be the opening day starter for Washington. And I might be right there with you. I'm kidding. Never resort to violence over football. But you get what I'm saying here. This is why I continue to say we're at the mercy of the evaluator. At the end of the day, they're going to do what they feel is best for the organization. But I can't help but think that as we sit here 2 weeks away, that everything is not on the table. Everything is on the table right now for this group. And I still do think they genuinely are leaving no stone unturned, dotting their I's, crossing their T's, and finding out everything they possibly can about who the guy that they're going to draft is. That's what this process is for. And as I'll continue to say, because of the current state of the franchise, there is an immense amount of pressure for whoever they take to have thick enough skin to deal with the Washington, D.C. media corps. I'm not saying it's a bad group of people at all. there are going to be real questions asked, and there are going to have to be explanations for failure. If it happens, when it happens, it's inevitable. If he isn't ready to start, it's a whole nother can of worms that number two pick or wherever they draft him at is going to have to be available and ready for. You can't run away from the pressure of being the franchise quarterback in Washington. The only thing we care about more than our franchise quarterback here in D.C. is our politics. This is an area that bleeds Commanders football. It's so much more than just watching the tape with these guys. I always talk about, I like quarterbacks that have had to go through a little bit of athletic adversity. I always talk about it. Michael Penix has had to go through athletic adversity when it comes to the injuries, battling his way back, rehabbing his way back every time. For all of you that knock Michael Penix for the injuries, I'm going to play devil's advocate here and look at the way he's been able to bounce back from those injuries as the more impressive part of the equation. You know why? I've tore my ACL twice. It ended my damn career. The mental toughness that it takes to battle back in rehab and learn how to walk again, that process is grueling, and it's not for everybody. And as someone who's went through it, when you come out on the other side of it, you are much better mentally. And a lot of the quarterback position we know is about who you are from the neck up. And I think with Michael Penix, there's something there. When you talk to the folks around the University of Washington, they rave about the leadership, the character. I'm all in on Michael Penix if he's the guy for Adam Peters and company. I know people will roll their eyes at that. I'm not saying he will be my number one choice, but I'm not going to turn my nose up at it like some of you out there would. That's just not where I'm at with this process. I talk about athletic adversity. Jaden Daniels knows better than anybody what it's like to go through athletic adversity, having to transfer from Arizona State, dealing with the NCAA investigation that he had to deal with. He's thick-skinned. He's been there before. That matters just as much to me as the on-field stuff matters, because you can't have one without the other. Straight up, I can get you better as a football player. It's hard for me to make you mentally tougher. You can't coach intangibles like mental toughness, which is why I prefer my guy to have it, because I can teach you how to be more accurate. I can clean up footwork. But the one thing that really stands out for Penix and Jaden Daniels for me above the rest of the pack is what they've had to go through. And on the same token, I'm not a quarterback wins guy, but I love the fact that J.J. McCarthy won at Michigan. And he came in and became the starter at a time when that program was very clearly the little brother of Ohio State. And that young pup was the guy. Say what you want about how often they leaned on him. That young pup was the guy to usher Michigan out of the basement of being Ohio State's little brother. That matters to me. We gave you the numbers yesterday about how he tested at the combine and how important that was to me. Second highest velocity at the entire combine outside of Joe Milton from Tennessee. And at 6'4", 220, I believe, is what he weighed in at. You see how his frame can continue to be built out. You see how his frame is something that scouts look at and say, man, he can really put a lot of more weight on. And he's young. That matters. The other thing I would say is this, and I was talking about this with Craig Hoffman. I don't put a bunch of stock into age at quarterback. I just don't. If you're going to knock Jaden Daniels or Michael Penix for their age, I mean, come on. I mean, the late bloomers we've seen in the NFL at the quarterback position happens all the time. So to let that be why you don't select a guy just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to me. MGM National Harbor Lister Lines wide open. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. What are your thoughts on all the Commanders quarterback rumors swirling right now around the DMV? locally, nationally. A lot of folks have their own opinion about who's going to be the number two pick for the Washington Commanders. I've said it here in the last 48 to 24 hours. I think it is a four-quarterback race for the Commanders with that number two pick. I think they're seriously considering Jaden Daniels. I think they're seriously considering Michael Penix. I think they're seriously considering McCarthy, May. At the end of the day, though, they're going to pick who they pick. How are you going to feel about it? Mark is in Chantilly.
Hello?
Mark, what's going on?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, there were five guys drafted in the top 15, Justin Fields and Zach Wilson and Trey Lance and all that. And how would you review those five?
Say that again?
How would you review a couple years out those five picks?
Of the ones that were drafted in 21?
Yeah, the five guys who were chosen.
One guy has panned out, and I think you can make the argument that he hasn't even proven himself to be a franchise quarterback yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is a little bit of a crapshoot, but, you know, sometimes you get, like the guy last year at Houston, he looked pretty good, but, you know, the others were all first-round guys that are struggled at best.
I hear you.
And
that's the one thing I would say. We know it is a crapshoot.
Yeah, I mean, they don't. They could all, you know, we could all four of them not be that good. Who knows?
We'll see.
Or maybe one or two of them is a gem.
We'll see. Mark, I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Elvin Silva of EstablishTheRun.com, the premier offensive line database for the pros and the collegiate guys. One of their mock draft gurus, Evan Silva, had a very interesting nugget about how a certain quarterback projected to go in the top five feels about the Washington Commanders. You're going to want to stick around for that. It's next on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 9:15 before we dish things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you geared up for game two of Nats and Giants. Nats trying to make it three in a row after they lit up Blake Snell yesterday for an 8-1 victory. Trevor Williams moved to 2-0 on the young season. And Trey Lipscomb, after going one for his previous 18 at the plate, goes 3-for-5 yesterday with a couple of steals. So the Nats playing darn good baseball right now. They'll be back in action again tonight. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, get you warmed up starting at 9:15. First pitch, set for 9:45. It is Johan Adone in the place of Josiah Gray, who has been moved to the 15-day IL with an elbow injury. So make sure you keep it locked on the Fan all night for the rest of that. Caps hockey underway right now as well. They're in Detroit taking on the Red Wings. I believe the last time the Caps won was at home against the Red Wings. So massive, massive playoff implications for tonight's game out in Detroit. We will keep you up to speed and updated on that as we move through on the program here. I want to continue to talk about the quarterback position here, though, for the Washington Commanders. And rumors come out each and every day, it feels like, about what this group is going to do. And it's why I feel like four quarterbacks are in play right now for the number two overall pick and for Washington to take at any point within the first round. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix. All guys that I feel like are very much in play for Washington at quarterback. It was interesting, though, because one thing that has been pretty evident throughout this process, not a lot of negative publicity about either of the top quarterbacks. We had that piece come out about Jaden Daniels, though, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, our own Tom Lavero of the Washington Times with what I called a bombshell piece on Jaden Daniels, highlighting some of his mom being too involved with the program and him, you know, running, growing thin with his teammates not really being too fond of him. I don't know how true Tom Lavero's report is, but in terms of the stuff that was said about Jaden Daniels and his mom being too involved, I believe that 100%. I think we see it a lot in today's age in college football, especially with the NIL era and parents wanting to make sure their kid is making all the right, prudent, sound financial decisions. All of that matters. But Jaden Daniels is interesting to me because, like I said, if it's not Caleb, I want Jaden. But Evan Silva of Established the Run, one of the top offensive line services for the NFL and college football in terms of guys just breaking down the tape and doing the deep dive into the offensive linemen that no one else are willing to do. Their man Evan Silva came out and said this about Jaden Daniels potentially coming to the Washington Commanders. And the one thing that gets me about what was said is that Jaden Daniels, before I even read it to you, Jaden Daniels is the only guy that has had negative publicity come out about him. And I think Jaden Daniels is an excellent young man and in position to lead a franchise into the promised land. I truly do believe that. But the only thing that really concerns me with Jaden is the fact that this stuff is coming out. Now, Jaden has been very vocal shooting down negative publicity. And I give him credit for that because you could just let it fly and have people speculate. But it takes out the speculation if, you know, you come out and say, no, I didn't say this. I'm not going to knock Jaden for what Evan Silva reported, but and let's just be honest here. He's not a reporter. Talk about Evan Silva. So it's hard for him. It's hard for me to give 1,000% credibility and credence to what Silva said, but I will say this about Silva. He's not a guy, right, that just says things. Here's what he had to say about Jaden Daniels. He had him mocked number 3 overall to the New England Patriots. And in the last sentence of the blurb, Evan Silva writes, Daniels is rumored to be intent on playing for New England after Daniels' meetings with Washington didn't go as smoothly. There's a lot to unpack with that. That really raises your eyebrows and makes you think, who told Evan Silva that? And why was he comfortable enough to put it in a mock draft that would be made available to the public? I firmly believe someone did say that to Evan Silva. Is it true? That's for us to decipher and use our discernment to figure out. I don't think Jaden Daniels is somebody that would be trying to pigeonhole themselves into one team. He doesn't strike me as that type of guy. But as I said and continue to repeat, this is now the second, I would call it, negative story, negative piece of info that has been made public about Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying I would not draft him. I'm not saying this changes where he ranks on my board. I'm saying that I'd be paying extra close attention to everything that comes out about Jaden Daniels in his camp between now and April 25th on night one of the draft. Because people don't just make stuff up. I don't believe that. Sometimes they do. I don't think this is one of those cases. I'd still take Jaden Daniels, by the way. It's just where I would sit with it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We've let you hear from Adam Schefter. We'll let you hear from Albert Breer. We'll let you hear, or we read the excerpt from Evan Silva of Establish the Run. There's so many rumors swirling out there right now about what Washington is going to do at the quarterback position. I want to take your calls on what you think about the quarterback rumors. And then when we get back, two things for you. Montez Sweat with some pretty loud thoughts on the name change in D.C., plus Albert Breer shed a little light on why Michael Penix is continuing to rise up draft boards. That's next here on The Fan.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Coming up at about 8:30, we'll be joined by Kevin Sheehan, the host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 over on our sister station, the Team 980. We will ask Coach Sheehan about all of the rumors and scuttlebutt surrounding the Commanders and that number 2 overall pick. I know Coach Sheehan very much on the Jaden Daniels bandwagon. Love to hear what Sheehan thinks about the Jaden Daniels story that came out about 2 weeks ago. Tom Lavero, good friend of Kevin Sheehan and longtime reporter for the Washington Times, put out a piece where he pretty much talked to a lot of folks that are in the know when it comes to Jaden Daniels, and he gave some interesting nuggets on his mom and maybe her overstepping her boundaries at Arizona State and at LSU. So we'll ask Kevin Sheehan about that. The rumor mill continues to spin, though, as I say. Want to get your calls and thoughts on the rumors. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Michael Holly, longtime Patriots insider for NBC Sports Boston, is linking another quarterback in particular to the Washington Commanders. We'll get to that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, I want to switch gears here a little bit for a second. Because I know how I feel about when you're no longer on the team. I don't care about you. I simply don't. I don't care about Chase Young. I don't really care about Kirk Cousins. I don't care about Antonio Gibson. Once you're off the team, I don't really care about you. Good dudes, Cam Curl, can care less about them. Good dudes, good human, can care less what you got going on. Unless you can't keep my team's name out of your mouth. And this was the case for former Commanders pass rusher Montez Sweat. He went on the Green Room podcast with former defensive end Chris Long and had this to say about the Commanders' name change of all things. Take a listen.
All three phases. Uh-huh. And every time I'm like, bro, why wouldn't we just be the Redskins? It's part of the culture. Like, what's the problem? So
yeah,
if it was up to me, we would have just been the Redskins to call it at that.
But anything but the Commanders, in my opinion. Oh my God. I thought the football team was kind of cool.
I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed that when people asked me for who I played for, I was watching.
Montez Sweat. You know what I'm embarrassed about, Montez Sweat? That you've been in the league 5 years now? As a former first-round pick as a pass rusher, you have been in the league since 2019. 5 years it took you to reach double-digit sacks as an edge rusher and a former first-round pick. That's what I'm disappointed in. Well, you're disappointed and you're embarrassed about the name Commanders and you had to wear that uniform. I'm embarrassed that we wasted a first-round pick on your ass. And not only were you not able to stay on the field consistently, it took you until your fifth year in the NFL to finally muster up double-digit sacks. Chicago paid you the bag. I hope, for their case, you end up being worth it. Because I don't think you will be. Just my take on it. Montez Sweat, a reason why the Commanders have that number 36 overall pick from Chicago is because of Sweat. We'll see, though, how Montez Sweat is able to hit the ground running with the Chicago Bears. He's now in my doghouse. Because I thought that was unnecessary. Just saying. We're going to keep the conversation on quarterback right now. I mentioned Michael Penix from the University of Washington continuing to skyrocket up people's draft boards. He is a cat where back in before the national championship game, he was a consensus first-round pick. A lot of people projected him in that 13 to 20 range as to where he would get drafted. After running a 4.56 at his pro day, after Albert Breer has talked to numerous of scouts and coaches out there about Penix, it really feels like the narrative on Penix is starting to change for the better. I think he is QB3 in this draft class behind Williams and Jaden Daniels. What Michael Penix did at Washington, a lot of the times guys are just unable to do it. But the thing I continue to say when it comes to Penix and why I'm so enamored by him, he has had to overcome football adversity. That matters to me. Athletic adversity. Everything wasn't peaches and roses during his time at Indiana. But he came to Washington and has turned himself into a Heisman Trophy contending quarterback. Here is Albert Breer on the conundrum that exists right now with Washington quarterback Michael Penix.
What's fascinating about this now, and this is what I call the conundrum, is as I've made more calls over the last couple of weeks, I've found that coaches love him and that coaches like him a lot more than scouts do. And so I was talking to somebody over the weekend who, you know, knows Penix, and I asked, why would that be? And it was really interesting. The answer I got was that Penix has the stuff that you can't coach. The downfield accuracy is very, very difficult to correct or grow. It's just either there or it's not. Michael Penix throws with anticipation. That's really, really hard to coach. Where he struggles, like underneath, like coaches feel like they can fix that. Where he struggles with movement in the pocket, coaches feel like they can work on that. So I think that that's the conundrum, is that, you know, in some of these draft rooms, you're going to have coaches that really, really like him. Like, I had a couple coaches tell me that they thought he was the second best quarterback in the entire draft behind Caleb Williams, which stunned me based on where scouts were putting him over the last 3 or 4 months. So I think that that's where it's going to be really interesting to see the way these things are kind of worked through over the next couple of weeks in these draft rooms, where there could be some disagreement on Michael Penix Jr.
I think Penix is one of the more polarizing quarterbacks in this draft class. There is going to be a scout, a coach that bangs on the table for their franchise to take him. How difficult is the decision? Because to me, if it's just based on the tape, there's an argument to be made. He's the second best quarterback in the class. But I understand the age and the medicals throws people off. Doesn't throw me off. Doesn't throw me off. If you're worried about injuries in the National Football League, you clearly don't understand the nature of the sport. It is a 60-minute car crash every Sunday, every Thursday, every Monday, Saturday, Wednesday. We know the NFL plays any day of the week nowadays. I don't think you can pass up on a guy because you're scared he's going to get hurt. You're gonna disregard the talent. You're gonna disregard the potential and upside because a guy might get hurt. And the thing for Penix is frustrating. He's been healthy the last three seasons in a row. So to act as if he's got some extensive injury history, I just don't necessarily buy that. And I think the way this process has gone out, as we continue to make way in this thing, I think you're going to see that scouts and things of that matter doesn't really matter to them either. The important decision makers, I feel like, are not going to be scared off, in my opinion at least, about Michael Penix's age in history, in injury history, rather. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Any thoughts on the Washington Commanders QB rumors out there right now? You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. I still believe it is a four-quarterback race for the Washington Commanders with that number two overall pick. I can also, though, see an opportunity for this team to potentially trade back. We talk about it all the time. I am a firm believer, right, that deadlines spur action in the National Football League. I am a firm believer of that. The one thing that gets me, though, when it comes to Washington in the conversation around that number two pick, you can trade out of two, collect assets, and then trade back up if you're willing to run the risk of your guy potentially not being there. If for some organizations and some franchises, that risk simply isn't going to be worth it, I just don't know. I just don't know. Because I like the four quarterbacks that I've listed, I think trading back becomes more of a possibility. But anyone that's thinking that Washington has already made this decision, or anyone that's thinking that this is a two-quarterback race, I don't agree with you. I firmly believe that they are doing their due diligence and going out and leaving no stone unturned to try and find the best option for the Commanders at quarterback. And each week as we've gotten closer to the draft, there's been a new dude that's been linked to Washington. As I said at the top of the show, Penix and Jaden Daniels, the only two quarterbacks to be brought in on top 30 visits for Washington. The only quarterback they've had a private workout with, though, is Michigan's J.J. McCarthy. Take a quick timeout. When we come back, top of the 8 o'clock hour, final hour of power coming up on the show. Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 over on the Team 980. He will join us at 8:30. When we come back, though, I want to let you hear from another insider across the National Football League. Michael Holley of NBC Sports Boston is hearing one quarterback in particular is at the top of both Washington's draft board and New England's draft board. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.